Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Man with a Load of Mischief by Martha Grimes. Read by Steve West.
Come here, my sweet lady, pray how do ye do? Where is Cicely so cleanly, and Prudence, and Sue? And where is the widow that dwelt here below, and the ostler that sung about 8 years ago? Why, now let me die, sir, or live upon trust, if I know to which question to answer you first. Why, things since I saw you most strangely have varied. The ostler is hanged, and the widow is married, and Prue left a child for the parish to nurse, and Cicely went off with a gentleman's purse. Matthew Prior. Chapter 1. Saturday, December 19. Outside the Jack and Hammer, a dog growled. Inside, his view of the high street, obstructed by the window at his shoulder, Melrose Plant sat in the curve of the bay, drinking Old Peculiar and reading Rimbaud. The dog growled deep in its throat and started barking again, something it had been doing intermittently for the last 15 minutes. Sun streaming through the cerulean blue and deep green of the tulip design of the leaded panes, threw rainbow colors across his table, as Melrose Plant rose up to peer over the reverse letters advertising Hardy's Crown. The dog sitting in the snow outside the public house was a scruffy Jack Russell, belonging to Miss Crisp, who ran the second-hand furniture shop across the street. Usually it launched its barks from a chair set outside her door. Today, however, it had wandered across the street.